And these animals that stay around water, they make a croaking noise. What would you call them?
We eat them.
Good. Eat the legs.
Frogs.
Okay. You know, different names for different kinds.
Fox.
Alright, what I had in mind was something like bullfrog or toad frog. Or...
yeah, bullfrog and toad frog.
Do you have a name for, are you familiar with the little tiny ones? It doesn't get much bigger about this. People say that they come out after the rain.
I don't know right off the bat, but I know what you're talking about.
All right, let me try these on you. Rain frog, tree frog, spring frog, any of those?
No, I'm thinking those.
None of those, okay. If you were going fishing for a bass or brim, something like that, what would you use for bait?
A worm. Crickets. Hoppergrass.
Okay.
That's all I know.
When you buy your worms, would you just say, give me so many worms, or would you say any special kind of worm? Like earthworm?
Go fish.
Okay. Alright, what about this animal that has a hard shell and he can pull his head and legs in?
Toad.
Okay. Do you have different names for different kinds?
I just call them
toads. All toads. Yeah. Right. Does it make a difference what you call him if he just lives on land and doesn't get near the water?
Yeah, make any difference?
Yeah, what you would call him beside the turtle.
I guess not. I don't know.
Okay, what I had in mind. Some people use the word terrapin, cooter, gopher for an animal like that. You ever heard that?
Probably a gopher.
A gopher, okay. And this is an animal that you find in creeks. It looks kind of like a little lobster, and it'll swim away backwards from you.
Crab?
Well, this is fresh water. Sometimes people cook them in gumbos or might use them for bait. Okay, what about crayfish, crawfish,
crawfish,
okay. Alright, some different kind of insects. This insect is bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them. What would you call that? Yeah, sometimes people put these little balls in their
mouth.
Yeah, and plural of that you would say two.
Two what?
That same insect you say you have two. Okay. What about this insect that you see flying around at night and he'll blink on and off at you?
Mm-hmm. Light fly, I don't know.
A what?
A light fly, I don't know.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a lightning bug?
Lightning bug, yeah.
Okay. Alright, this is an insect that's got a long thin bite and transparent wings. You usually see them around ponds. They like to fly around and sometimes they light on your pole and you have to jiggle it to keep them on.
A dragonfly?
Okay. Now, have you ever heard any other names for those?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard snake doctor or mosquito hawk?
Mm-hmm.
Either of them. Okay. All right. What about some insects around here that are bad about stinging you? Have you ever heard of one that makes a great big paper nest about the size of a football up in a tree? Really got a bad sting. Almost knocked you down.
Wow.
I think it's even worse than that.
Hornet?
Hornet. Yeah. Haven't heard of that? Okay. Alright. This is one that will swarm on you. It builds its nest in the ground and bed about swarming on you.
No.
Have you ever heard of yellow jackets?
Yeah.
You would call them?
A yellow jacket.
Okay.